Okay, photo groovers, here is a podcast about anthotypes. Anthotypes are images made from contact printing negatives or objects onto a substrate coated with an organic emulsion, crust from flowers or fruit. It is a contact print process whose exposures can vary anywhere from 3 days up to 6 weeks. The photosensitive properties of plants and vegetables have been known to scholars for centuries. Among many early observations, the experiments of Henri August Vogel in Paris are of particular interest. He found in 1816, and I quote, an alcoholic tincture of either red carnations, violets or corn poppy turned white behind blue glass in a few days, while it remained unchanged behind red glass after about the same time. Cotton and paper coloured with these tinctures showed the same differences. End quote. The anthotype process is a long neglected process. Originally invented by Sir John Herschel, in 1842, it is simple yet elegant and very, very simple to do. When Herschel attempted to invent a colour process later on that century, he tried several flower and plant emulsions and published his findings. His research resulted in what we now refer to as the anthotype process. It should be pointed out that his research into making photographic images from flowers was limited and was ultimately abandoned since no commercial application was feasible from a process which takes days to produce an image. The process continued to be listed in the photographic literature of the time, but was likely little used. Here's how it works. An emulsion is made from crushed flower petals or any other light-sensitive plant, fruit or vegetable. A coat of this emulsion is applied to a sheet of watercolour paper and then dried. A negative or object is placed onto the emulsion and then exposed to direct sunlight until the image is bleached out, and hence it leaves an imprint of the negative or object. This is done ideally in a printing frame over a period of time, depending on the exterior conditions and the negative emulsion material used. Basically, with this process, what you see is what you get. No fixation is required, and you can follow the gradually emerging image as you go, and the results vary greatly from plant to plant and the strength of the emulsion laid down. The resulting images are quite timeless, but certainly remind you of the beauty of subtlety in tone. So I would call this process an organic process, an organic photographic process, which is also a non-silver process. Basically, the colour that you get really depends on the colour of the fruit or plant you use. I have done experiments where I have used blueberries, and also I have used other kinds of substances, such as spices, such as paprika. But you can basically use anything that can have or hold a colour, such as even red wine. So here's the method. Number one, start with any flower you like, although the following seem to work well, such as poppies or peonies. And this was reported by Clive Heritage Tilley, who has a great website, by the way. Go and check it out. By Clive Heritage Tilley, T-I-L-L-E-Y. The most important thing to remember is that many, many species of flower have never been explored. But for any flower that you choose, first of all, you crush the petals in a mortar and pestle to a fine pulp, and you can then add a little distilled water. The purest water you can find is recommended, since any impurities will interfere with the delicate light-sensitive properties of the emulsion. Filter the juices through a coffee filter to remove small plant bits and some impurities. Number two, using a clean, simple brush, coat any paper you like, handmade paper being an extra nice touch, but you can just use, say, 140-pound Strathmore watercolour paper, even cold press is fine. What you want to do is you want to coat your paper evenly. You can start by vertical strokes and then follow it by horizontal strokes, but you don't want to leave any visible pools of emulsion on the surface of the paper. Then you want to dry the paper. For the best results, you want to dry it overnight, and then you also want to dry it in a dark place. Now, if you're really keen, what you can do is do another coat of emulsion over the top of that one, and then dry it again. Then number four is contact print any media or plant in a printing frame or clip frame. You can expose it in full sunlight over the course of between 1 and 3 days or even longer, depending on your aesthetic. The print can be kept in subdued or artificial light, although exposure to direct sunlight is discouraged. A method of fixing anthotypes is not known and perhaps not necessary, despite obvious limitations such as fading. So this concludes my podcast about anthotypes. I hope you have learned something and enjoyed it. And I am really, really excited to see your results. Okay, podcast over and out.